Thank you very much. Right, good morning, everybody. In spite of what John has just said, I'm not going to spend a lot of time talking to you about the family work. That is a specialist area of the Magistrates' Court. As John says, it deals with non-criminal matters involving the state and children. So, for example, in the case of family breakup, it would involve making parental contact orders where the parents can't agree on how much contact time each parent should have with the child on divorce, for example. And it also deals with parental responsibility. That means fathers who are refusing to pay for the maintenance of their children. And then finally, it deals with any kind of case involving the state and the child, notably when the state wishes to take the child from the care of the parents and put it in the care of somebody else or in the care of the local authority, the government, and also when the child is to be adopted by another family. But that is a very specialist area. What we're mainly concerned with today is the criminal court, and that is what I'm going to spend most of my time talking about this morning. So this is a court, the Magistrates' Court deal only with offences, criminal offences. So we're not dealing, for example, with disputes between neighbours. For example, if you have an argument with your neighbour about the noise that is being made or about the height of his hedge, which is preventing the light from getting into your garden, all these kind of things are dealt with in the civil court. But here we're dealing with the criminal court, so it's crimes against the state as defined by the legal code. So I just wanted to make that clear from the beginning. So within that criminal justice system, first of all, we are dealing with England and Wales here. There is a slightly different system that operates in Scotland. So we're talking about England and Wales only. And within that justice system, there are two main courts. One is the Crown Court, which deals with very serious offences. So those would be the ones that probably you've all seen on television, where there's a judge and a jury of 12 people. Those are only for serious offences. We are dealing with the lesser offences, and those are dealt with in the courts that I'm going to talk to you about today, that is the Magistrates' Court. Right, so I've put this slide up because the emphasis here is on the local community. So it's local justice for local people, by local people. What that means is that in each of the areas, and England and Wales divided into various areas, in each area there will be a local court, and if you commit a crime in that area, you will be tried in that court, and the people who sit on that court and try you will be also people from the local area. So in Reading, that means people who live and work in and around Reading and the surrounding district. Okay, so I just want to begin by telling you a little bit about the past and how this system developed, because it is quite a unique and unusual system that we have in this country. So as you can see, it's something that goes way back into history. The first date that we're going to give you is 1195. Now, at that time, there was a king on the throne, Richard I, and he spent a lot of time out of the country. He was actually fighting the Crusades, and he only spent 6 months of his reign in England. So for a lot of the time he was out of the country, he obviously needed people to administer justice in his absence, and he appointed these people called Keepers of the King's Peace. In those days, they were knights, prominent members of the nobility, and he left the administration of justice in their hands while he was away. So we move quickly forward. 1361 is important because here we have for the first time the term justice of the peace. And that is a term which is still used today to refer to a magistrate. So often it's abbreviated to the initials JP. You may see this after somebody's name. What that means is they are a justice of the peace. In other words, it's another term for a magistrate. Moving very swiftly forward, because I don't want to spend too much time on English history here, in 1906, the appointment system was challenged. What this means is the way that magistrates were appointed and the kind of people who were appointed was changed. So up until that time, magistrates were simply appointed by usually the Lord Lieutenant of the county, the King's representative. And there was a qualification which said that in order to be a magistrate, you had to own a certain amount of property. So what this meant, in effect, was that all magistrates were drawn from a particular section of society. In other words, the landowning, wealthier sections of society.